If you got your Bible, turn to Genesis 3, verse 6. We know that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. He's clever. I preached this last night. I'm going to give you a recap. We're talking about how the devil tempted Eve. And in verse 6, Genesis 3 and 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And that scripture, what I brought out last night, this is the fivefold step into temptation. The woman saw the tree was good for food. She saw it. It was pleasant to her eyes. She desired it. She took it. She ate it. And she also gave it to her husband. So you see things. When the devil tempts you, it happens here in your eyes. Usually you see something. If you're craving money, if you're one of those people that wants to get covet, just covet money, and you want to worship money, you'll see people that have a lot of stuff, and you'll start wanting to have that stuff, and you'll start lying to get it, and you'll start doing different things to try to get the money. If it's a woman, if it's a man, if it's lust, if it's alcohol, you usually see it, and it comes in through your eyes, and then the devil will start playing with your mind. It's pleasant to the eyes. It's something to be desired. And then you take it and then you eat it. That's what Eve did. So the Lord was telling us this last night. And something that the Lord's getting on to me about tonight, I had another message, and he said, I want you to finish this. I want you to finish it. There's times in my life, those temptations that came as a Christian, I remember as God began to mold me and God began to get this, all this redneck out of me and all this junk that was in me. And I was raised over in Lashmeat, and I was severely picked on as a grade school boy. I remember those older boys really picked on me, because I'll never forget, it's just the way it was over there. I would come home and my head would be bleeding when they hit me. And I remember as a fifth and sixth grader, fourth grader, they would turn their class rings around, man. Keith, you know what I'm talking about. And they'd pop you in the back of the head with them class rings. And I'd have knots all over my head, and I was scared to death of them boys. I mean, I was scared of them. And I remember as I was growing up, I got to an age, I don't remember, 10, maybe 11, 12 years old, I just got tired of getting picked on. I got tired of people pushing me around. And I remember I got in a fight, my first fight, and I whipped that boy bad. And I said, I'm on to something here. So I trained myself to never let somebody get over on me again. It was a defense that was built up in me. And if you've been raised around this area, all y'all know what I'm talking about. It was hard growing up here. And I hung out with people over in Lashmeat. I remember at 14 and 15 years old, I was fighting people 25 and 30 years old because I was a big guy. And I didn't always win. I come home with my teeth knocked through my mouth and my lips hanging off. And I mean, I got beat up some, but I learned to take care of myself. And I was determined not to let nobody push me around. So when I got saved, I had that in me. That was my defense. I'm telling you, if I was at a funeral and somebody made me mad, BC, I'd smack them. I did not care. I had no conscience about it. I didn't think. In school, I got expelled. I threatened the principal. I busted the glass out of his door in his office. I mean, I had an attitude. And I remember, as God saved me, he said, son, I want you to be humble as a child. And I'm like, you're right. Any day. And God said, I'm not kidding. I want you to lose the attitude. I want you to lose the temper. I want you to be a man, but I want you to be a Christian man. And I don't like your attitude, and I don't like the way you're doing. I said, God, I need help with that. And he said, I'll help you. And the way God helped me was I went through things, and as I go through those things, he started tearing this flesh off of me, and he started tearing that old man off of me. And as that old man started to die, the spiritual man started to grow. And it's a process. Can I get an amen? It don't happen overnight. But you have to keep learning. Don't ever get to a place where you think you got it, because you don't. If you're here 100 years, you'll still be dying out to the flesh. You'll still be working on your gossipy tongue. You'll still be working on your attitude. And you got to allow God to do that. And whatever your weakness is, the devil knows what it is, and he'll bring it to you. He'll watch you. If I stayed at your house this week, I could watch you and hear you and your wife or husband talk, and I'd know how to push your buttons. It wouldn't take me very long to see what really bugs you. And people usually say what bugs them. I can handle anything, but boy, that guy at work, when he starts on me, I just want to wring his neck. I can't handle his mouth. Guess what's going to happen this week?